Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it on.
Hi, and welcome to the Universal Awareness Radio Show. My name's Linda Jocelyn, and I'm your host for today's show. It's quite interesting listening to Miss Magical's song there about alien nations, you know, because so many people look at all of that stuff and, you know, spend years studying whether it's possible. Are there aliens out there? Are there different races? Are they more intelligent than us? Blah, blah, blah. But actually, you know, these same people, a lot of them don't actually look at who we are and haven't actually discovered the extent of our potential or even the potential of themselves, let alone other people. So it's a fascinating world, isn't it, that we live in right now with an emphasis on things that are outside of who we are. And yet, as I just said, you know, the research needs to be in that area. Miss Magical, I always give her name out, the lady who sings those great songs, as Miss, just Miss Magical. But what I did was checked up whether people are actually being able to find her, because somebody contacted me and wanted to be able to play some of her songs. And actually her Facebook page now is under the name Miss Magical, all as one word, with a K at the end there, Magia. So it's MISSMAGIKAL, all one word, and then a space, Mac, the big me, the big M, the little C, the big GIRR. So if you're trying to look for her and see what she's up to and what sort of adventures she's on with her songs, that's where you'll find her on Facebook, because I do appreciate that she allows us all to download her songs for free. This week I've actually been trying to get some of the stuff on our network into files so that people can easily look at stuff, because recently I've met somebody whose son died last year, age 28, of cancer, who had no idea of the natural cures around. This is the first file I've put together, is the cancer files, where you'll find all the videos about all the natural cures and articles all on one page now at Universally Aware, which is www.universallyaware.ning.com. And I'm just astounded, I suppose, all the time about this. There's a man who lives two doors up from me where I've just moved to, and he's just found out he's got cancer. And, you know, I was saying to somebody else who knows him, I haven't seen him yet to be able to, you know, actually ask if he wants to know any of the natural information about how to stop the cancer growing. But I was talking to somebody else who knows him and saying he was very healthy. He looked healthy. He was doing all sorts of things, you know, it, like being normal. And then he found a lump. And like, this is only 2 weeks ago, and now he's having chemo and he's ill. And that's how it goes, isn't it? Because people trust doctors and trust that what's being told to them is correct. And I mean, I'm sure all of us who are listening to this show know that's just not so. And if you don't know that's not so, then carry on your research. Go down that rabbit hole even deeper to find out what goes on there. And I was reading the statistics on doctors. These are the people that, I mean, I don't trust doctors at all. If I ever go to a doctor, it will be about a diagnosis, if he happens to have the tool that I don't have. Like if I wanted an x-ray, I'd go to a doctor. If I wanted a blood test, I'd go to the doctor and then I can get it. But I wouldn't go for him to cure an illness. And, you know, when I was looking up statistics, you know, doctors have the lowest lifespan, 56 years average lifespan. They have the highest suicide rate apart from psychiatrists, who are higher. And they have the highest drug and alcohol abuse rate. Now, is that the sort of person you're going to trust? But, I mean, I know that people trust them just because they got the doctor word in, you know, in front. And this has gone on, you know, it's like a familiar pattern. If somebody goes and gets qualified, you trust them because they've done the training. But the training is very far from complete. And really needs to be changed. But that's where all of this comes from. I was also reading an article today about this fruit. Do you know, I can't remember the name of the fruit. It's a great big prickly looking fruit. It's on our network under the articles. And the story of that is that for 7 years, a pharmaceutical company did all the research on this fruit and found that, you know, they were researching it because they knew that it reduced tumors, cured tumors, stopped everything. And they spent 7 years trying to find the active ingredient that they could replicate in order to patent it. And it never, ever worked. It was one particular fruit that you needed to have the whole fruit and just eat it. They couldn't isolate it. And I'm sure you all know, you can't patent something that's natural. that you haven't changed, that you haven't identified an active part that you're then replicating. So they actually just stopped the research without giving out the information about this fruit. That's under the cancer files on our network. And I think just for me, having met two people recently who knew nothing about this, the lady whose son died last year, she said that what she was told after he died by the person who was treating him at the hospital was that he actually died from secondaries, which were caused by the chemo. He died from leukemia, and the leukemia was caused by the actual chemotherapy that they'd given him, and they were honest about that. And she's now writing a book, and she's going to research and involve lots more information now on the true information about cancer and what is happening there. So there's lots, you know, there's lots you can still learn about all of this stuff. And I think it's really important to try and get people to, if they've got a problem with cancer or somebody in their family has, is to pass this information on. You can do that much easier now, certainly from our own network that's affiliated with the radio show, by just pointing them towards cancer files on the network. And you can go through the search engine on the network for that. Another thing, you know, I've been looking at recently is everything that comes in, like, is the standard life thing, which is the bills that come in, the things you have to pay, the things you're supposed to do to go along with, you know, the statutes, the rules, the laws that are around. I'm not going to particularly go through all the things I don't do, because I think it kind of, you know, I'm staying with my own choice there. And I think putting it out, sometimes you're going to attract in problems with it. But one of the things that I was going to pay today, because I have left this for a long time, was a particular bill. And, you know, it's a normal utility bill. And I know that they don't give you proper readings these days. They don't spend the money. And I just had this young man on the phone, and I said, listen, I want to know why you're charging me this amount when you didn't actually know that was the amount I used. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because within minutes of being on the phone to him, and I wasn't getting uppity about it, I was just asking him how they decided on the bill that they sent me for my last house and things like that, and it was all very pleasant. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, he said, this bill's, you know, it's been outstanding a while now. Let's just cut all of that amount off. And it was just like that, you know, and I was thinking, I've had this recently with other things where it's all negotiable. And I just want to make sure that everybody realizes this. Don't pay things that come to you just because that's what it says on the bill. You know, make sure that you understand how they've got to that. And if they haven't actually given you a proper reading and proof that you've actually used it, then query it. But query it pleasantly. He actually, I had two different bills and two separate periods of time. And he actually took quite a lot of money off one bill without me even asking. I was just querying it. And the other bill, he said, well, let's not even talk about that then either. Let's just take that one off as well. Now, this is how all the companies have got, because a lot of people are not paying anything. So if you are going to pay something, negotiate. And I've had this on car insurance. I've had it on other insurance. I do very few insurances, but I had to do a house contents insurance with the lease I have on this house. They actually, you know, you have to do it, otherwise they're not going to give you the house. And also car insurance is one I do to cover anything there where I might damage somebody else. And they're all negotiable, I can tell you. And I know people recently who've done negotiations on their phone packages because they've been offered cheaper. So you've got to realize that your power with all these corporate companies is now coming into being, because they are all struggling. A lot of people are not paying them at all. A lot of people can't pay them at all, let alone that they're thinking of not paying them, because a lot of us are thinking we're not going to pay lots of stuff now. But it's interesting because, you know, the status quo has changed, and it's about time it changed. And this is a way of putting yourself forward and actually, you know, playing with your own power, putting it into practice. Because, you know, thinking that you're all powerful is only a theory until you put it into action. So when you're doing anything now, look for the best deal that you want. You know, if you are going to pay something that you think, okay, I'll pay that one. And in a lot of cases, you know, we pay because we don't want all the problems that come with it and all the phone calls and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, with some things, I'm actually going the whole way and I'm not paying. With other things, I'm actually paying. I'm kind of in the middle stretch there. I don't want to be dealing with that every day, you know, all day. So there's certain things that I put the energy and the intent on, and they do just go away, I have to say. I'm not going to go into details. I'll perhaps leave a little longer on that. But you know yourselves that things do just disappear, and you can actually put an intent on to make that happen. I'll talk more about that maybe next week and go into some of the things that I know have just disappeared. A lot of us are not working in the corporate world. We're not working with these super hero type characters who work for thousands of dollars, you know, from each person when they go out and do this sort of work. A lot of us are working at grassroots levels where we just earn, you know, money for our food and our keep and what have you. We're not actually working with the people who have lots of money to pay on these courses. There's an interesting difference here. I was thinking about this the other day, in that those people who run the courses where there's 8,000 people in the room, you know, they organize lectures and presentations and all the, you know, the law of attraction people go, and everybody in that room's paying a fair whack to get in there. And I wonder how many of those, you know, teachers there ever do anything for free and ever deal with the people who actually don't have the money at all. You know, there's another group of us, healers, teachers, people who are sharing our wisdom, who actually are doing it with people who, you know, have themselves not worked for money in a great big way all their lives, and yet they still need that help. So there's no difference in the wisdoms that are being imparted. It's just how much money is exchanging hands. And what I've actually found is a lot of those people who earn, you know, thousands of dollars, well, hundreds of thousands of dollars every time they go out like that with a huge room full of people who are all paying, say, $100, you're ending up with £80,000 there, you know, something like that. It's like, you know, they know the spiel, they know the language. I'm not so sure they're living the truth themselves. You know, a few that I've come across and the histories and the information that's out there, if you look for it on these people, is not quite what's being said, you know, when they're teaching. Just remember that, you know, just because the course is costing a lot of money doesn't mean it's going to be any more special than one that isn't costing you anything and information that you can access free. It's just that we're all working in different areas and we're all coming through our own soul blueprints, our own tests with this, you know, and our own dedication of what we do things. It's the quality of the information that's important, not how much it costs you to access it. And I think, you know, for people who don't have the money, we also need to cover these issues of how to get around being able to have the things you need in your life without paying corporate companies who are charging too much for everything these days, how to keep it all in line, how to be, you know, keep that access of the water, the utilities. I know we have somebody in the chat room tonight, Melanie, who has been fighting this water one, and that's great that she's been doing that you know, trying to pass on information to the water companies about why she's not paying it. And she's got that as her personal fight that she's involved with and her personal intent. And that won't just be through money reasons. That'll be because she doesn't feel that, you know, she wants to pay for the water. I feel exactly the same. That's just not one I've taken on completely, that battle. But so There's all sorts of ways we can deal with this and still stay pure of heart, still stay where we need to be, where we're not going to go out there and make the big bucks just because we think that's some way of showing that we're successful. I find that all hideous, you know, where people are still putting the priority on success as being how much money you earn and whether you've doubled your income in so many years or whatever. To me, that's not a sign of success. A sign of success is how well I feel inside, how well I feel about myself and what I do, and how much peace I have with myself. But anyway, that's just a few little tips there on that, because there are ways around now to not, you know, feel that you're totally in debt and it's all desperate. What I'm actually going to do is actually carry on with looking at what I would call the potential human as against the normal human and how we exist in this life. And truly, if you're living out that kind of normal, ordinary existence, it is existing, isn't it? It, in a lot of ways for people, where they feel they have to go out and do a job rather than do something in their life which they get paid for, which is a completely different way of viewing it. And I think the importance here is looking at how do we get from that sense of feeling like we're just an ordinary, normal person and we can't achieve much? How do we get to living out that potential that I was talking about last week? This has been work that I've really specialized in for the last 30 years, really, in levels of awareness, levels of consciousness, levels of potential as against, you know, normal. And what is that normal? And I think one of the most important things is accepting first where we are right now, and that an awakening is necessary, because a lot of people don't comprehend that. They actually feel like everything's all right. They haven't got to the point where they think an awakening is necessary. And I think it's really important to look at, you know, why would there be an awakening necessary? Is it necessary for everyone? This is something that I don't feel like I've got a total answer to, because I think, you know, the people who are just going along, winding along that path of normality where they think a treat is to spend 3 hours watching the television of a night with a bag of chips or a bag of chocolate, and they think, you know, like going to the football match at the weekend or going to the pub for a drink is like having a really good life. And if they've got extra money to do that, they accept that that's the level they're going to live at. I don't think that in any way we're here to change that. But I think there are people who need to realize that there is an importance maybe for them, you know, of the need for an awakening, because they're either unhappy in their life, they actually feel depressed, or they're ill, they have a dis-ease, which, you know, the disease word, if you break it down, says actually that the person is in a state of dis-ease. So there's something not quite right. There's something, one of their bodies, you know, emotional, physical, mental or spiritual, something there is misaligning if you're in a state of dis-ease. And if you're depressed, if you're anxious, if you're not happy, then all of those are signs that an awakening is needed. And maybe the people who just go on repeating major, major patterns in their life and then carrying on okay for a while, when they get into the new pattern, the new copy of the pattern again, and then, you know, 6 months down the line, they're back where they started again, and they're not actually thinking about where is my responsibility in this, in that I've ended up without a job again, or I've ended up without a girlfriend again, I've ended up with no money again. So, you know, there's often signs that an awakening is needed. And what is that awakening? What does that really mean? When I was talking about potential human, I was going through points of like having, you know, being more of a master of your thoughts, being in control of your emotions in a way that you're not suppressing them, but they don't actually come out all over the place anymore because you're more in a balanced state. And actually, you know, being able to do things in a different way, like, you know, not being a victim in your life, being a more of a master in what you do, how you respond, you know, having a good memory, having a good mental state, being able to help others by healing them, working with healing energies, all of that. That's part of the potential human, as far as I'm concerned, because not everybody does that. And there's no difference substantially from one who works and lives as the average human as the potential, except that they've activated something beyond the normal and taken responsibility and started finding out what this body is all about, what this instrument that we live in is about and how to use it. So if people do decide to awaken, how is that in levels of awareness as well? Because I often talk about levels of awareness as well as levels of consciousness. And awareness is more, if you like, on the mental level. So that if somebody's in a different brainwave state, and it all comes down to, you know, you're either asleep, you're awake, but you're not on a very high awake level and awareness level, or you're in a higher state and you're accessing higher consciousness, which is another brainwave state, or you can be in a balanced, more walking meditation state where you're ready for anything and you're on a high level of awareness. And if people don't realize that you know, there's four basic, very basic awareness levels, and they're all down to brain waves, and they come down to your delta is your sleeping state, your beta is the normal awake human state, okay? So if somebody's in beta and they are just living that life, they've got to be in beta to be actually awake with their eyes open and not in delta asleep. And this is really simplifying it, because I know some people think that when I'm talking about higher levels of consciousness, potential human, average human, levels of awareness, they think it's all esoteric. And actually, this is all science. This is all very much pure science. So if you're in a awake state, and you're walking around, even if you're doing that boring job, you're following the matrix, you don't do much for yourself, you don't take a lot of responsibility, you're still in beta. Now, if you're a more awake human being and you've raised your level of awareness, you're more in the now moment, you're going to be in alpha. And maybe you're a meditator too. So everything's calmed down. You don't live from your head state. Your head and mind isn't controlling you. The voice in the head isn't controlling you. You're going to be living in more alpha. Now, if you take that even further and you're able to channel, you're able to access and go into a deep state of meditation where you're being actually fed information, then you're going to be in theta. Now, you can check all of these up. These are all scientific known states and from the different hertz of the brainwave, and that is what is going to foretell how you're going to respond in life. I mean, if you walk around in beta and you never access alpha, then you're going to be pretty much in your head reacting to whatever comes, you know, in front of you, whatever anybody says to you. You're going to be anxious, you're going to go into fear pretty quick. That's all the beta state. So if you're in alpha, you're going to be more the warrior. If you're trying to get to that warrior state where you know what's coming up behind you, where you know you start to sense on an extrasensory perception level what might be around the corner or what you might need to do, then you're going to be in alpha a lot more of the time. And you know, the higher you get with this, the more disciplines that you do, you're actually going to be in between alpha and theta. And there's a lot more to be known about the in-between states there and how you're going to be moving your state of awareness from one to another. And obviously we all sleep, so we all go into the delta state. But being able to be operating with a lot more alpha and theta is where you need to be able to use the potential, the human potential that is really there, the potential human, the superhuman, I sometimes call it too, because that's what it looks like. It can look like that to people who don't, you know, haven't worked at trying to access it. They think it's all strange. They want to run away from it. I know I've had many experiences with people who think I'm a bit odd when I start just gaily talking about different things that I experience or things that have happened to me. And they think, you know, to them it can feel a bit dangerous. It can feel a bit frightening. I've had this recently, having moved to a new place where I'm talking to local people and just chatting away. And you know, you just have to be yourself, don't you, and find out where you've landed and bloom where you landed. I love that phrase. I have a magnet. I'm not really into fridge magnets, but I found one that said bloom where you've landed. And, you know, for me, it was really important because my move before this one was one where I was doing it because I needed to move and to be near my daughter who was ill during her pregnancy. So I landed somewhere I wouldn't have chosen, other than that I definitely chose it because I needed to be there. And it was just lovely to have that because I thought, right, yeah, and I have got to do this. I've got to bloom where I am. And it's been a joy to move from there, actually, because I now realize how important it is to me, and really, really important, because I've known this over the years, how important it is to be and feel you're in the right place. But I also know that if I'm needed in another place, I can do it and do it with grace and a bit of style. But when I've moved and I'm starting to find my way around again and talk to new people, you know, it's quite interesting to see people's response to you because you're feeling your way. And when you're talking to people who've only seen themselves as living a normal existence, and then you start talking about extraordinary happenings and extraordinary things, then it can put people off their beam a bit, you know, and they can start looking at you a bit odd and maybe avoiding you. I've certainly had that happen. But I'm trying to keep us on, you know, how can we live out and be who we truly are? Those God-like beings that we really are. We have the God spark in us. If anybody's looking for God, look inside yourself and activate that spark, because that's where it is. We are all part of that. We are 7 billion God sparks on this planet at this time, and we need as many in operation as we can get right now, because, you know, the highest that the level is that we achieve through the 7 billion conduits on this planet, then the better these changes that are coming up and the better the evolution or the evolutionary jump that we're about to do will be, the easier it will be for all of us. So it's really important for everybody to have that light within them ignited and to be conscious that they are a godlike spark. So how do we do that? You know, how do we achieve that? I'm trying to explain it in the simplest of terms so that people realize what they're aiming for. And it is that different brainwave, so that your energy is lit up in a different way. You're coming from a different frequency. It's actually down to Hertz frequencies on those brainwave states. I haven't got them in front of me, so I'm not going to go into it in detail as to what. Because really, you know, you just need to know that they are different, and you can achieve it by sorting out and balancing your own system through disciplines, through meditation, through awareness exercises. And we have all of these on the network and in the archive shows, actually. It doesn't just come to you. I don't know anybody that was just given this. If anybody else does, then phone in and let's have a chat about it. Because I know it can happen through grace that we're given a sight of this. We're given sometimes a feel of this to show us where we need to go to permanently. And I've certainly had little experiences like that where it's gone really extreme just to show me how far I can go if I personally put the work in. But I've been given it by grace. But I don't know anybody who's achieved this by grace and held it. Because we're here to learn and we're here to choose that we want to be in that higher state. And it's for a reason. It's because the whole reason now, you know, we're in the end times of this evolutionary quarter, if you like, or cycle. Do we even know what to call it? But we're about to jump through this next hoop. We're about to go through an evolutionary jump. And if we're as alive as we can be, if that spark is shining as bright as the hertz is the right frequency and we're on the highest frequency we can achieve, then we actually not only help ourselves, we help the planet and we help everybody around us. And this is why I'm talking about it, not because this is some thing that you can achieve for your ego so that you can carry out tricks. You know, a lot of people use higher levels of awareness and stuff for tricks, but you won't get away with doing that for long because it's kind of a side shoot of, you know, learning to meditate properly and control the lower mind and master the lower mind is a better word there. And to raise your levels of awareness and be in the now moment more often, building up to always. You know, you're actually raising your level of frequency and you will get the side effects, which is all the gifts. And I talked a little bit about that last week. So we've known people who can levitate, people who can manifest, the extraordinary things happen around them, all of that. But you don't actually meditate to achieve that. Otherwise, you're doing it and there's an ego pitch going on in there, isn't there? But you know, some people then play with the trickery of that because it can appear as trickery, but it will soon dissolve away and you won't be able to achieve it because this is all about raising your level of awareness on your soul level. And the soul, when you're raising up and you're meditating, you're becoming more and more detached from the 3D world, then the ego goes down to its rightful place, which is holding an identity, but that's all. So if you were playing out for tricks and you were showing people and talking about it just to appear as if you were something different or to impress people, then that's going to just go. You know, your gifts will just fall away because it's actually built from the state of being and not something to be used in that way in the 3D world. What I'm going to be doing over the next couple of weeks is I'm going to be interacting personally with people if they wish to have that happen. And I'm actually going to be bringing on somebody else onto the show as well. I'm going to start from next week, and I think it'll probably be Thursday. I'm actually going to start running two shows a week. And one will be on the Tuesday as normal, and I'll be reading from the manuscript, which I'm going to be doing today, the Book of Secrets that I was given to give out to everybody else, and it's now in paperback form, which you can get off the Universally Aware Network at www.universallyaware.ning.com, and you'll just see an advert for it down the right-hand side. It's called Book of Secrets, subtitle one and all. It was given as a channeled book some 20 years ago. It's detailing everything that we need to know about the evolutionary jump that we're about to make and the planet's making too. So I'm going to be reading from that as normal on a Tuesday because I've never actually read it all the way through online, and we often read pieces intuitively from it on the show, but I'm now starting from the beginning and, you know, go right on until the time when maybe the internet's not going to be viable and we'll be maybe off air. But so we will carry on and hopefully we'll get right through that book. And I'll read some from there in a moment. But on the second show, on a Thursday night, what I'm offering to people is that you ring in if you have any particular personal questions, personal mentoring that you need on any of the techniques that I'm giving or anything that you use yourself, and you're on your own path. And I'm actually going to be sharing this slot for 2 hours with another lady who's going to come on, and we'll both have our sets of cards. She actually reads cards from the Angel series. I am actually using Goddess Oracle that I use for my life readings. We'll do three card readings, probably something like that, for people personally as well, if it feels appropriate, whilst we're helping them with their own personal problems. And this will all be done free online. So all you've got to do is get signed up on Skype so that you can ring in free. It's all completely free to ring in live on the show. And I know that from past experience of doing things like this, that everybody learns. Like when you're running workshops, you know, one person may have a particular issue with something you're saying, and you may spend, you know, 5 or 10 minutes with that person explaining it to them, and they'll bring up all their personal issues with it. And what happens is it helps maybe 4 other people in the room. So this is a way of quickening it up for people, the learning process. Because if you're willing to share what you're saying, and we can do all of this anonymously, you can tell me as you phone in on a Thursday. I'll be in this studio on screen, and I'll be able to see who comes through. I won't necessarily give the whole phone number so that people know who you are, and I won't give the names if you sign in under a name. I will ask you when I click you open to say whether you want to be caller one, or whether you want to give your name, or whether you want to give a pseudonym, right? So that you can do this anonymously. But what I know from doing this is when we've got a live person online, and we've had this happen spontaneously on the show over the last 2 years, where people have rung in and asked questions, and I've done all sorts of healing online and spontaneously done the inner child journey for people and all sorts. And we know that maybe, you know, in the archives when these shows are listened to up to 1,000 times each show, then we know that we're possibly healing, you know, 10 times the amount that we're actually listening on the live show as we go through the series, because the same problem is been, you know, coming up for that many other people. And so when they listen to the show and they listen to somebody else voicing it, they get healed themselves, and they get, you know, the information falls into place for them. So I think, you know, we're all in service when we do this sort of thing. So even those ringing in and expressing, you know, what they need to know for themselves and asking for help, and maybe having a quick reading online sometimes as well, if you're willing to share that, then that's going to help, and you will be in service the same as I will be in service, and the other person online will be in service as well. So that'll be 7 o'clock on Thursdays. I'm planning that, and within the next few days I'll get out a bit of blurb on that and adverts on that. And I have no idea what I'm calling that right now, but it'll be all under the same Blog Talk Universal Awareness. I actually have access any day on Blog Talk Radio, because we have a contract with them, and I only use it right now once a week. And I'm thinking there are so many people who have questions and needs that we ought to be utilizing the service that I pay for just for one show. We can actually add more and more shows in and not pay any more money. So that's my plan right now, and we'll run that for as long as we feel is appropriate. So you can actually make sure that you're online by just phoning in that number on Skype next Thursday. Hopefully we'll be doing that. If there isn't any questions on the information I've been giving so far on awareness, on higher consciousness, then I'm actually going to read part of the manuscript that comes next, because I feel like we need to take the advice that we have from the higher beings really seriously right now. I've definitely been quickening up my approach to things that need to be done around me. I feel like I'm playing a bit of catch up right now. I feel like I'm getting things ready, and I can't say to you that I know exactly what I'm getting ready for, but I really feel that. I really feel in my own energy. It's like there's lists going on in my mind of other stuff I need to do. Check that I have this, I have that. Check that everything's completed where I might need to buy things to complete different things in my house and my home. I'm very much centered around my house and my home and my safe place right now. And I don't know whether other people are feeling this, but it usually works out right for me. I usually pick this up before time. So if other people are feeling it, then I think we're onto something here. And maybe, you know, we're going to have delay in being able to do things in the near future. So what's happening is we're picking up on it now. And I just want to pass that on because my intuition is pretty good. And again, that's the reason I've started reading through the manuscript out loud to people who haven't, you know, managed to get a copy, because I have been giving it out for the last 2 years free as an ebook. And it is, if people particularly want a free e-copy, just email me at thetruthwillsetyoufreenow@yahoo.co.uk. But as I said, over the next few weeks, we're going to be carrying on reading parts of it because they are telling it to us as it is. And a lot of this manuscript is giving it in a way that you may not think yourself, you may not realize. So there's an energy involved in the words that they give. And this is why I like to read it exactly as they've said it. Last week, I read a very short part of it because we had Miles come on live and give us an update. And I actually read about, they were talking about the time of the great escape. We do not wish to frighten or scaremonger, but as always, we will not adulterate. There will be much anger among your people. I'm actually going to carry on from here because otherwise reading the next paragraph doesn't make sense if we don't listen to this part. This anger will require great understanding for those who have called this plan into action. Each and every one of you who have asked for salvation will be responsible for the changes that will occur. You must also be ready to receive the anger and the condemnation from those who were not calling for salvation. And that's all really interesting, isn't it? Because it's true, isn't it? There's two tribes of people now. There's one tribe of people who really got it, and they really know that we cannot live on this planet in the way that it is. We cannot have people starving, people being killed, with other people living in luxury. We cannot have it anymore. It's not right to carry on. So there's that tribe who know that we need to go through this evolutionary jump. And there's other people who are just into themselves. They haven't raised their energy up to include the rest of humanity. You know, and this is where people's awareness is at a very low level and it's very personal. And they're still on a survival level. So we have got the two tribes and they will be very angry if they've just got themselves a really cushy job, a big television and a nice house and they think that's all there is and they feel safe. And then when it all, you know, starts to change, they will be very angry. What I'm actually going to say here is, as an extension, I'm just going to go into something to do with awareness because I meant to cover this today. And if you start, I did go over it last week and we actually lost somebody in the chat room. They left because they couldn't understand what I was talking about. But what I would suggest you do is try, you know, if you find the words uncomfortable and the information they're giving about this great escape, and they'll go on to talk about during the time of the great fire, it comes up in the next paragraph, then, you know, in order to go beyond your emotions and your personal mind state that might get attached to what's being said, just listen to the sound of my voice. I went through this last week, but this is a really good time to do it because your inner knows why you chose to come here this time. You know, your soul and your soul journey and your soul blueprint will comprehend everything that these higher beings are saying to us in this manuscript. It's only your 3D emotional self that will actually be attached to the words. So if you listen to the sound of my voice and not the words, you will still understand every word that's said, but you will be able to take it into a higher, different part of you. So it's a really good time to try it out. We do not wish to raise fears, but we will always try to give an accurate account of the times ahead of you. It would be childish to consider that every stage will be without threat or treachery. Each stage will call upon great courage and fortitude from those who support the divine intervention. Each individual will be called upon to relinquish the rights to personal freedom. This so-called personal freedom has not been your ally, but has been your enemy. Personal freedom will become the freedom of light, which, my friends, is indeed freedom. We do not also wish you to become immersed within the phrases that we are choosing to use and then become blocked for the sake of wording. We will choose certain phrases which will shock your systems and break the bondage in which you are still held. We cannot give you comfort and spread cream compounds to suppress your wounds. These wounds which you will receive will be your touchstones for future progress. Each wound is a lie unraveled. Each heartache a key to your future success. Each break in a bone will prove to you that you are indestructible. Every time you touch a hot iron, you will burn, but you will first feel the pain and then heal. You will not touch the hot iron again. Do we not teach you as children? Children learn through the truth and the pain. They cannot learn if you will not allow them the pain. During the time of great fire, there will be many who do not choose to be a part of the plan, but who will nevertheless find themselves caught in the entourage of light workers. These people will be caught in the crossfire of energies, both from the light workers and the cleansing itself. It will be a good place to be, for without these two energies, it may not be safe for them. Many of these people will be what we call lost souls, but not desperately missing. If you are to help these people, they will be reclaimable. It will be as if they were sleeping or almost in a coma, but with fire and water, they become able to awaken. Much as you would sow a seed, but without the necessary elements of heat and water, there will be no growth. The growth of which we speak here will be extreme, so be careful in your handling of such individuals. Fire and water can burn and drown. There will be many at this time that will need much care. We do not call for hospitalization, but for you all to become aware of the differing requirements of individual souls. Many of you will become what we will call nurses, but we would beg to change this to electrical nurses. For what you will be able to do is to help rejoin circuits, stabilize the electricity, and maintain the fuses when one blows. It is sometimes simpler for us to give you an analogy than to attempt to give you the exact wording, for that of which we speak is energy work. Until such time as the complete understanding of energy is received, then it is better that we speak of electricity. In the past, we have noticed that when we refer to energy, it has always become somewhat of an abstract idea in the minds of men. We cannot now allow this idea to continue. For if we are to assist you, we must insist that you realize its existence. It has not been difficult for you to accept electricity coming from your sockets and wiring, even though, as with energy within your own systems, you cannot at present see it. It is required that energy becomes more tangible within the framework of your minds. Therefore, we may refer to this as electricity. Do you feel the difference as we use these words? When you hear the word energy, it has an almost neutral effect within the areas of the brain. When you hear the word electricity, there are all sorts of impulses which are activated. Even your body begins to respond. We would therefore choose to use these activations in order to show you the importance of energy. Do not continue to make this abstract. Energy is electricity and electricity is energy. Allow your minds to accept this understanding. Do not dampen your spirits by becoming junction boxes without supply. You are indeed junction boxes and must accept that you have live wires. When two live wires come together, there will be a strong current. During the time of the need for electrical nurses and doctors, you will experience tremendous powers that will be given. These powers are your right and your heritage. I'm just going to go back over that because it's only one whole paragraph. It's quite a long paragraph. But it's actually, you know, interesting to see what are they actually talking about here. When they talk in the beginning, during the time of great fire, there will be many who do not choose to be a part of the plan, but who will nevertheless find themselves caught in the entourage of light workers. These people will be caught in the crossfire of energies, both from the light workers and the cleansing itself. And then they're saying that it will be a good place to be, because it may not be safe if they weren't with those energies. Now, these are the people that they're saying are reclaimable. Some people are just not going to wake up. I think we all know that. Some people, you know, will not move whatever happens. There's many situations people like that may end up in. But there are people who have looked at this information. There are people who are even putting this information out but still haven't done any work on themselves. They haven't raise their level of awareness. They haven't calmed their minds down, but they're intellectually understanding the information. There's a lot of people in all different ways who have either read the information, been a part of it, and then dropped it and gone on to other stuff and just became a part of the matrix again. There are some people who never activated the information, even when they heard it, but they kind of knew that later on they might want to. There's all sorts of scenarios going on. And I'm sure you know people in your own families, in the friends around you, who may not be active now and actually dropping away from the matrix. But you know that they know what's going on. It's just that in a lot of cases, their ego hangs on until the last. And they're still playing that out. And these are the people they're talking about. Because when you get the great earth movements going on, and they're calling it the great fire, a lot of the natural elements will be involved with all the earth changes, and this is a time of great fire. Then, you know, being caught in the entourage of light workers and the cleansing itself, you're going to get the cosmic energies coming in as we go towards the universal energy continuum. As I know it, a lot of people who are putting similar information to me out there are calling it the galactic center. And that's coming through our own science understanding on this planet. I don't call it that myself, because over 20 years ago, when I first started channeling this material, I didn't even know what they were talking about, but they called it the actual universal energy continuum. So I've kept to that. But what I do know is there's waves of incredibly high energy that is coming into the planet from that. And this will start to happen in really big waves. And so the cleansing will happen at that time as the magnetics between us and all the other, the solar body, the other planetary bodies start to interact. And somebody's calling it torsion waves. I agree, it could very well be a good explanation of it. Torsion is something that I have been given information about. I think it was in a separate channeling and not in either books, but it certainly sounds interesting to connect that. I'm not sure. All I know is it's a much higher vibration, and it will be cleansing, but it will affect everybody. So when the cleansing comes in, as we go closer to the universal energy continuum, you've got that energy change going on. If you were somebody who knew some of the information but really hadn't done the work on it, then you're in a much better state than those who have never heard of any of this, have never woken up to anything, have never even seen anything because they've never stretched their mind to even go on the internet and look in these areas. They've just called it rubbish. You're going to be in a much better state if you've listened to the information, read the information, but you haven't activated it. I mean, obviously the best place to be is somebody who's in activation now, who's doing the disciplines, working on themselves and taking in all the information and learning and going on that soul journey. But if you are somebody like they're talking about, you're still reclaimable, because you're going to be affected by not only the crossfire of the energy from the light workers, but from the cleansing and from the galactic center or the universal energy continuum energies that are coming into the planet. And that will be the catalyst to push you on. You know, you can see that people who haven't touched any of this information ever, the you know, at the time when all of this is actually in motion, it would be very hard for a lot of them to wake up at all, because they won't have balanced their emotions, they won't have balanced their mental state. So you'll have people going into extreme mental and emotional states, not into detachment and into spiritual warrior, which is where those who have worked on themselves will go, and they will be pushed even further into that higher state as these energies from the galactic center, universal energy continuum, hit them. So maybe that's explained it, you know, more than what you've known previously. Hopefully that's helped. And I'm just using what they've written here and what they've given us, and put my explanation on it. And what they're talking about here about us healing through the energy, I love the fact that they're using like blowing of fuses and, you know, rejoin circuits, stabilize the electricity, maintain the fuses when one blows. That's what we're actually going to be doing. No longer will we be looking at, you know, dealing with physical type diseases, right? Because if you're in this new happening where the waves are coming in, the only thing it will do is it can, if you haven't cleared your circuits of energy, it can unstabilize them, it can blow the circuits. So we will totally come into our own as energy workers, energy nurses. They're using terms there because this was given 20 years ago, and it's also a book that's available for people who haven't worked as healers. So they will understand it by the words that they're using as electrical nurses, because that's really what healers are. I'm going to carry on reading now from the manuscript. Amnesty will be given to any who ask. This is a state which will come about as the energy of the cleansing joins with the energy of the light workers. We have a negative and a positive, which together will give a neutral. This neutral state will be very raw in some cases. It is because of this that we give you an understanding of the electrical healing that will be required. For some, this will be a long journey, but for others, it will be a fast recovery. Much of this is dependent upon what has been learnt but not actioned. There are many who have been given all of the teachings that they require, but as yet they have not left the starting blocks. This will be the final push that they require to activate. We cannot activate those who have not received the training, for they also will be present at the sound of the siren, but alas, will not know what to do. You will see people panic and scream when the sirens sound. You will also see others who will begin running as if they have been running all the time. As these new runners begin to run, they will seize and fall. These are the ones that will require your assistance, for they have not run before. Be careful as these times, for some runners will not want to run. It is the performance that will frighten them. You must be aware that the ego will hold on to the last. It is only through letting go of the ego that some will be able to run. For those holding on to ego, you will need to subject them to being left behind. Do not take their hands, for each and every one must attempt the leap themselves. The healing of a person's electrical circuits is one thing. The carrying them across the threshold is another. We do not advise carrying anyone. Each person must make the quantum leap through their own commitment. You cannot commit anyone but yourself. If the commitment is there, then you will be allowed to assist. If it is not, then do not involve yourselves. Can you imagine what would happen if you connect a 100-watt appliance to a 500-watt circuit? At the point of commitment, you are making yourself available to be given the circuitry for the higher voltage. Some of you made this commitment a long time ago on these earth planes. Your circuitry is well in place. But alas, some of you also have not yet turned on the full power of what you're able to transmit. At the moment that the energy system of the earth becomes immersed within the energy system of the universal flow, there will be great upheavals within the energy that has become part of the system within which the earth will operate. This system of energy has for many centuries been accumulating around planet Earth. It is not something that can be seen. It is only perceived when a person immerses themselves into the spiritual mantle of their existence. For instance, when a person has been operating within the spiritual side of their nature for a good period of time, then they are able to perceive all other functions of the being, of which the human is only a small part. We cannot immediately explain to you how this comes about. It is perhaps what you might call an enlightened experience. For some time now, there have been many who have perceived this energy field. The accumulation of energy around planet Earth has been activated. During this activation period, many more people have begun to operate within the spiritual field of their being. Right, I'm just going to go back and explain, hopefully, more of that. It's maybe easier for you to understand with us having started off with looking at raised levels of consciousness, raised levels of awareness, and different brainwave states and different frequencies, because what they're talking about here now is these, you know, when these higher energies come into the planet. And they're saying that, you know, the first line there, amnesty will be given to any who ask. This is like, you know, even though people haven't activated before and have been just living their wonderful ego pathways and really been more involved with themselves than the whole of humanity and the fact that they're part of the one, it doesn't matter. At this point, you know, when these energies come in, amnesty will be there for everybody from whatever has happened in the past. It's just going to be a choice in the moment and a possibility for those who can allow that energy to come into their system with a detachment and with no fear. I'm just looking through to see if I can enlarge on anything that they've said here. The interesting bit about people who've never been active before, they're calling them the runners, you know, and that there will be some people who will just move into action because everything that they did know that they didn't activate before will just seem, it will just seem right for them then to activate. But the unfortunate thing is when you haven't pushed the full steam through your engine ever before, when you do so, you know, there may be things that are not quite in place in your system. So they're saying that some of these people will seize and fall. These are the ones that will require your assistance, because what's happening is they have enough of their systems that can go into activation, but not necessarily perfectly running. So those are the ones that are going to need the mental, emotional balancing with through the energy work. Because they will have possibly still clogged up, you know, systems. It's easy to, you know, activate your system when you've activated it many times before. When you've been in situations which required, which were very dangerous and required your complete detachment. I'm sure there's people in the chat room and listening now who've had similar to me, where it's been imperative that I raise to the highest level I can in order for my own safety and sometimes for other people's safety as well in situations that I've been placed in. And I've had a good initiation on that. So a lot of the way showers, the people who will be walking forward and going forward and helping others during this period of time will be those who've been through a lot of initiations. So all of that stuff that you thought was really tough, where you had to really raise up and be the spiritual warrior, that'll all come in really good stead, won't it, when we're moving into this knowing that we have the resources within us to help others, because we're not going to be in a bad state at that time. We're expecting this energy to come in. Melanie Moore in the chat room is saying... I'm just going back on this. Yeah, crystal elixirs, remedies, programming water, and also making colloidal silver. And it's all true. A lot of these things that we have in preparation are going to be for times that are coming up. I know I feel a real, like I said it before I started reading the manuscript, I feel a real need at the moment to carry on getting everything ready in my own space. But I know it's not necessarily for me. Alone, you know, And I certainly have like a bottle of the Miracle Mineral Supplement, a big bottle of that in the cupboard. I've never opened it, but I know there may be others that may need that in the future, even myself. But getting ready is good. And yes, Melanie, I'm out of colloidal silver at the moment, but I'm getting ready to make another batch. And make sure you've got everything you need. Start to check whether you're spending enough time, you know, actually just sitting still and letting your intuition work. If you're always on the run and you're always out there living that ordinary, normal life, you're not going to have space that will allow the higher part of you to come in and intuit to you what you need to do. So taking time out is so valuable right now. Making sure you at least in your own space and meditating for at least 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening, so that, you know, it takes you into a stillness and you're slowing down the lower mind that's just filling that space. And then when you come off that meditation and you're just walking about, your intuition's going to start activating and tell you what you need to do. So it's all good stuff. Yes, the physical things we do need to have as well. But we're going to be the energy workers at this time, helping people who, you know, aren't completely ready. Make sure you're ready. Then you'll be the good helper to the ones who are not ready. The other bit that's really interesting in this piece, because it's all very, very deep new information, this, you know, and they give it just as matter of fact. You know, I know when I took this down, I mean, I would spend hours trying to comprehend exactly what they meant afterwards. But it is all simply said. It's just that we didn't know, did we, that this was going to happen 20 years ago. And when I received this, I certainly had not heard from anybody else that we were going to be in need of these words. But these words now resonate so true. And we're only at page 11. Over the last 3 weeks, that's as far as I've got to. There's 100 and, let's see how many we got. 126 pages in this book, and we're at page 11. And I have to explain it quite a lot, because for people who've not come across it before, you know, it's good for a little bit of explanation, I think, every time I read some of it. This bit about do not take their hands, for each and every one must attempt the leap themselves. This is talking about it on an emotional level, you know, where people want other people to want to be where they are going. You know, there's people in relationships now and with family around them who are not content to let them make their own decision about this. And it's so imperative that we do. We cannot carry people over this threshold. And that's symbolic, you know. We cannot force people to make the decision to sit and meditate, to clear their energy, clear their emotions, to eat the right food. We cannot force people to do that. And I'm sure there's lots of people that we would all want to be doing it who are not going to do it. And what we have to consider here is their own soul journey and their choices right until that end point. So there's no, you know, carrying people across this threshold at all. And it really means that you need to have worked on your own emotional independence to get your own emotions calmed down. You know, most people's emotions are way too big a field around them. You know, and that comes from the emotional stuff that hasn't been cleared. And it's not up to us to clear anybody else's. It's up to us to clear ours so that we can be as detached as we can be. Because we need to do this with grace. We need to help those who need the help. We certainly shouldn't be worrying about people who are not asking for our help. And this is why, you know, I'm going to make this second program available on air, so that we can deal live with people who want to come forward and are asking for more help and personal help. And I love the sentence here. Can you imagine what would happen if you connect a 100-watt appliance to a 500-watt circuit? Because, yeah, you're just going to blow it up. And, I mean, you know, when I was talking earlier about talking to people because you're feeling your way in a new area and you don't know how awake people are, but you do see the look of horror on some people's faces when you've gone a little bit too far and you've just stepped a little bit further than they were able to reach to. And people do, you know, go into a bit of shock when you're talking about things that they haven't come across before. Now, what they're talking about here is when that energy comes in, if you're trying to push people too far too soon and you're putting your energy into somebody whose circuit is only really ready to take 100 watts, then you put 500 in that circuit and you're going to blow them to smithereens. You're not actually going to help them. So this is the whole thing about this. No forcing our energies and no forcing our need of people to make it. The people who are meant to be going this route are going to be going this route. I'm just picking up now. Okay, last sentence we read. During this activation, people, many more people have begun to operate within the spiritual field of their being. Yeah, that's the bit about the energy around the planet and everything like that. After the time of chaos, there will be many who will begin to activate within the spiritual realm. When we speak of the time of chaos, we speak of the time during which many will die. We speak of the time when the earth's mantle will become holy. During this time, there will be much upheaval within the physical structure of the planet. When the earth planet begins to align to the pressure of the spiritual mantle, then the breakup of negative energy pockets will need to be complete. There is always an explanation, but there is often not the words for us to give you. As much of what we speak has not yet entered into the consciousness of those who deem to be scientists or philosophers. For those who begin the ascent towards the light, this will be a time of celebration. But also for those who have not responded to any of our wake-up calls, this will be a time of malice, resentment, and indeed much anger. We cannot begin to explain at present how you will cope with both sides of this time warp. The time warp will be present because of the multidimensional significance of the happening. As the earth begins to realign, then the heavens will be brought down to the earth. For some of you, this will be a time of rejoicing and holy ordinance. But as we have said, there will be many who do not have the least bit of regard for this event. In fact, they will begin to exude great utterings of dissent and malevolence. As one person can appreciate art, another will call it rubbish. Do you understand, my friends? You will still be in a world of duality. It will not be your world, but it will still remain the world for those who choose not to see. This is the reason that we speak to you now. We do not wish you to scotch over these areas. We will be leading you onwards towards the new order, but there will be much for you to cope with along the pathway. Do not despair, for we can guarantee your safety if you are aligned to the pathway of light. Your pathway can in fact be paved with gold. The gold of which we speak is the gold of the gods. The energy of gold will prepare the way for you. It is during this time that you will begin to appreciate all of the natural elements for their true identity and for their true worth. The worth is much more than anything of which you dreamed. The energy of gold will be the energy through which you will emerge triumphant. All of the gold within the planet Earth will vibrate towards the energy of the universe. Can you understand now why we have given instructions for the gold to again be placed within the structure of the Earth? Each element has its own starry existence. Each element will help to structure the whole of the planet into the shape that we are desirous of. We cannot complete the plan for the Earth planet without these elements. All elements contain energy. Different energies radiate out to a different star formation. Each planet within your solar system will respond at the time of the Earth planet joining into the universal flow. So as this happens, this event where the cosmic energies from the universal energy continuum come into our planet, it's involving all the other planets and all the parts of the solar system as well. When an element has to respond, then it will become star bound. When we speak of star bound, we speak of the magnetizing pull through the entire solar system towards the heavens. If you were to understand the extent of your cosmic surroundings, you would be as children when Santa has descended the chimney. There is another jest that we may enjoy together. Do you recall how much money there is within your bank account? Well, if we were to double this over and over until the bank could not contain your fortune in its vaults, then this is the abundance within the cosmos of which you are unaware. Do not let this opportunity become a wasted task. For if we are to show you how many exciting new findings exist, then we will need your presence at the time when the Earth realigns. And that's really interesting, isn't it? Because they're saying that unless we're there at this realigning, and unless we're there in our presence, in our full knowing, in our highest form, then we're not even going to see what's going on. Our plan has been one that has been thwarted along the way by many who play with these ideas, throw these ideas to the wind, and then exclaim, but normal life must go on. Can you imagine how we perceive this within our dimension? We cannot play with life. Our purpose has been to give you every assistance, and we have become sometimes as playthings. You can channel if you wish, or you may ask questions, but do not expect to understand the answers. Our questions to you would be many if we delayed our teachings and began asking you questions. And what, you know, that's a really interesting piece too, because I certainly have known people along the way who, have kind of learnt so much and then just dilly-dallied along the way, if you like, and then it just became a job. You know, it just became a new age job. And they didn't carry on the journey. They just stopped at a certain point. They use certain techniques to help other people. They charge money for it, and they're kind of just hanging in there, and that's become like an extension of the matrix. So they're quite right here. It's like normal life must go on. Yeah, you know. Yes, I know that's supposed to happen, but normal life must go on. So they never actually put much of anything into action except maybe 25% of it. And then they go back into the matrix and play the game. And those people are going to be in real shock when it's not intellectual theory that we're dealing with here. It's actual life. And that these energies are truly going to come in such a force that you won't be able to maintain the normal life, normal day-to-day routine. And I think anybody who's gone through the upsets of different things happening to them, everything being shunted around, are going to be in really good stead to cope. That's that's that thing of the spiritual warrior. If you've already been in difficult situations, you're much more prepared for what's coming up because you will have had to have adapted. And that will put you in really good stead. I'm just checking in the chat room. Maybe I'll play that back a bit, actually. I don't know what was being said there. Yeah, because the knocking, when you get knocks, they wake you up. And it's true. We've got Angel Bright there saying that. And it's absolutely true. All these knocks will put you in good stead. They weren't bad things to happen. They were things you contracted to experience so that you would be more ready. I'm just going to carry on here now. We will not delay any more, for if we are to surrender the planet Earth along with the rest of the solar system into the universal stream, then if she goes empty, so be it. Do not underestimate our intent. We would never sacrifice an orb such as planet Earth for the games of an insane humanity. Some of you may have trouble with that. I don't have trouble with that paragraph. Just four lines. I'm going to read it again. What I would suggest is if people are kind of, their minds starting to really activate about that, just listen to the sound of my voice as I reread that, because the inner part of you will know what that means, because we are not these 3D personalities that we took on this time. Hopefully most people are out of the personality shadow side of themselves and much more connected to the real higher self and the real them. But if we have got people reacting reenacting through the past of where they've been at to this four lines, then listen to it and put your attention on the sound of my voice. We will not delay any more, for if we are to surrender the planet Earth along with the rest of the solar system into the universal stream, then if she goes empty, so be it. Do not underestimate our intent. We could never sacrifice an orb such as planet Earth for the games of an insane humanity. And, you know, that's really interesting, isn't it? Because we, in our way, at different points in our lives, have all been part of the insane humanity. And the idea now is, do not be part of the insane humanity who think that's all there is and are just, you know, piling up things for themselves and in total attachment to what goes on in a 3D existence. After the time of chaos, there will be many who do not understand how the Earth's planet has survived. We will be able to give you a greater understanding so that those of you who continue to be teachers within the system of the Earth plane are able to explain. There will be much pontificating over the energies that are present within the universal flow of energy. It will not be something that can be ignored. When the universal energy has become a major part of the energy system of the Earth, then there will be peace. After the chaos, there will also be a system of transference of energies from many different areas of the universe. We speak of universe as this is a term with which you are all familiar, but we do not use this phrase ourselves. We prefer to speak of the system being part of God's world. If we were to give you now an understanding of God's world, then you would all probably close this book, so we will not do so. These energies that will become transferable are energies from different parts of your solar system. They are also very different in composition. The energy from your solar system consists of many varying degrees of color. We are referring to the many degrees of spirituality, or we may call it degrees of light and dark. If we are to give you a realistic understanding, then we must attempt to give you variability. There are some energies which will be very conducive to those of you who have already begun to ascend. There will be some energies that do not feel absolutely compatible. We cannot advise you as to how to deal with this. It will be a case of respond when you feel the need and do not respond if you feel at all uneasy. As you will realize, it is so important that you are able to discriminate at this time. We cannot be with you every second of your waking days, but we will be here for you very quickly if you call us. And thus, last bit there, if you call us, this is throughout, we're only on page 15, but throughout this manuscript, they will say over and over that you need to ask them into your lives. You need to ask for a connection with them. They are not going to come and just start plying you with information if you don't ask. They do not cross over the free will boundaries. So it will be down to you, but you can ask. If you ask them if something is right, because you don't know whether it is or not, then they will help. But they're not going to do it for you, and they're not going to do it when you don't ask. Put your hand up. Be willing to ask and show that you need help, because that's where it affects a lot of people, is a lot of people do not want to appear as if they need help. That's a lot to do with the old ego. After the ensuing crisis for man, there will be the ensuing crisis for the energies within your solar system. It will not be a time when you can call upon your governments, but it will be a time when you can call upon your contacts within the system of the hierarchy. The governments at this time will have no power whatsoever. And this is why it's good to let go now of all the, you know, all the different scenarios that are going on the internet and in people's lives and with what's happening in politics. It really, to me, about 6 weeks to 2 months ago, I started to feel that I didn't even want to know anymore. Although I'd been helping people to comprehend what was truly going on and the truth, I pulled back enormously from that. And I've since had other people that have contacted me and said they're doing exactly the same. And this is the reason why, because at this time, the governments at this time will have no power whatsoever. So what's the point of even thinking about that now? And I knew that all along, like politically, I've never been involved. I've been exposing to help people see that there is a lot of corruption out there and there's a lot of things that they've been taught that are not true. But politically, you know, I've always known that, or at least for a lot of years. We speak now of the time of the conflicts within the energies that choose to be part of this plan. These conflicts are not ones that would change the divine plan, but at this time you are entering into the realms of outer space. Up to this point, you have only been aware of the conflicts within the systems of your worldly space. The conflicts of which we speak now are the conflicts within the outer areas. Did you not expect that there would also be a cleansing on the outer planes? For as we speak and open your minds and your hearts, we can now cope with the idea that the outer planes have become the inner planes, or maybe we should say that your inner planes have become your outer. We speak only to give you the exact idea of how this universe has become misaligned. What they're talking about there is that for so long, people's worlds have been so narrow. And a lot of people, we've just been saying, their worlds are very narrow, just involved within their little personal matrixes and what they get for them. And then you've got even the enlightened, more enlightened people, more awake and aware people, whose world only revolves still, even though they're quite awake and aware to certain things, only involves this planet. And then you've got a certain amount of people, but not that many, who actually expand that out to the cosmos, to the outer space, and to the universe, and to what's going on there. And they're saying within there, within that universal space, there's also conflict. And so there's different things going to be happening there as well. But as the universe that we're in, the galactic space that we're in, moves toward this universal energy flow, that's when things change, because that energy comes out. But within the galactic space, there is still conflict going on. The great escape for your peoples is also part of the divine plan, or great escape for the universe. It is not only a survival plan for the human race, but it is a survival plan for most of us who rest within the dimension known to you as outer space. When the system of energy has become transferable, then we will rest in peace with our neighbors. We ask that you allow every boundary that has been placed within the areas of your mind to be pulled down, for without this removal, it will be very difficult for you to comprehend our words. Do not be afraid to remove these barriers. They have never given you that which you were desirous of. If we were to remove them for you, we could not then be your friends, for we would have invaded you. After such time has passed, then the energies from each solar system will become entwined. At present, each solar system has its own energy system, very much privatized. We speak now of all of the energy systems within the cosmos. As each system goes through the energizing from the universal flow, then the energy of each system will become somewhat jumpy. This jumpiness will be adjusted as soon as the energy begins to flow full power. Under the influence of universal flow, each solar system will balance out in order to contain the essential qualities with which it is endowed. Each different solar system will contain major contributions of energy, which in themselves are less powerful than when they are flowing from the universal source. We are attempting to give you an overview of your world. If you imagine that there is just one tiny speck on a piece of paper that has a design drawn on it that is so complex that you cannot even see the dot, then this is how it really is. Just imagine that we have given you a power to obliterate that dot, but now as this plan draws to a close, we will withdraw that power. For if you were to obliterate the dot, then the pattern will not be as beautiful. So what they're saying is the Earth if you're going to look at this whole universal flow and this whole system with all the different solar systems, we are just a dot, but that it won't be complete without us. If you were to discard the energy from this planet, then also the system from the universal flow would not be complete, for it is required in order for the system to have all parts present. So we're a cog in the wheel. And we complete that energy and that pattern. Many parts of your planet serve a purpose, but we must say to you that each element plays the most important part, for it is the energy of each element which gives the sum total of the parts. We will attempt to explain to you how each element has its part to play. The energy of the gold that is still held within the veins of the planet Earth will always hold the energy of universal love. It is the mercury which molds the character of each and every one of you. Everyone responds to the energy of mercury. Depending upon the spiritual graces bestowed upon you, you will either reject or respond to the energies of the mercurial substance. There have been many different explanations given to you as to why the extraordinary events are occurring within the surface of the planet Earth, but there have never been given the real explanations. Many of your scientists engage themselves within the areas of explorations, but they can never explore our realms when they still have the veils over their eyes and minds. If you are to begin to understand our reality, then we can only hope that you will begin to understand what it is we are trying to tell you. For a great number of years, there have been an explosion of anti-nuclear demonstrations. There have also been much talk of the apparent pollution within your Earth's surface. These talks are not in the least productive when you do not also consider how the planet Earth is suspended in space along with many other planets and planetary systems. Each one of these systems consists of many different elements of waste and regenerative energy collectives. These systems control themselves. You do not have to engage in the task of understanding waste and waste control. As each one of you begins to adjust to the cosmic overview, then you will begin to understand just how the Earth planet can rejuvenate herself and her productive energy system. Every particle that has been used and misused will become negative when the energy is not used in accord with universal law. For the planet Earth, this will become a major event. Because of the malpractice of many individuals, the planet Earth has become dampened down by negative energy and negative product waste. If you were to begin to understand that everyone's energy can become dampened down if you do not respect the individual's needs, we can only attempt to give you a wider viewpoint. An ongoing trial and error experiment with the waste of products and energy continuums can only lead you into a self-destruct mode. For some, it has become very much a case of let's see how far we can go before the end is nigh. Your governments cannot understand just how the planet Earth can sustain growth and population explosion without a drastic cataclysmic change. But they are also not prepared to allow the people at large to become aware of this. There are many within the governments of the world who are wringing their hands with despair at statements that are being given to the electorate. After World War II, there were many experiments that were carried out in order to attempt to eradicate the subject of pollution and population explosion from the mind of the man in the street. It was an experiment of disorder and hoodwinking that only culminated in stress and dilapidated thinking for those directly concerned. If we were to tell you some of the inside stories from within your government offices, you would definitely choose another route than the political obedience. There have always been the dissenting minority. What is required now is the dissenting majority. The few of you that have begun to understand just how corrupt most of the political governments are can now begin to state your case more openly. There will be many, many now who will understand just how far democracy has been corrupted. For it is you, the people, who must now stand and be counted. You will not be far from our sides if you begin to show us that you are prepared to now undergo a complete transformation. This transformation will begin to give you everything that you have always known was possible. It is both the integrity and the ingenuity of the governments that are at fault. Most of the parliamentary figures are both solidly and unanimously drawn to hoodwinking the electorate. It would not be allowed to persist if you as a nation and a people begin to encroach on their unpermitted grounds. If we are to begin to give you the updates on the evolution of mankind as a race, then we would be attempting to upgrade your consciousness and the way in which you perceive humanity's potential. If we think about this, I mean, this manuscript was given 20 years ago, and they're talking here about the corruption and about what was really going on, the hoodwinking that was planned, and that right from the get-go they were going to deceive the public, and that this was all part of a plan. Now, if we go back 20 years ago, we're talking about early 90s. You know, there was not such an uprising, nothing like the uprising, if we go back, early 90s. There was no real major uprising like there is now, and there wasn't the access to the internet like there was now, or like there is now. So this was really, they were preempting for us, weren't they? If you think, you know, when you hear this information now, you understand what they're talking about. But this actual information was in the book 20 years ago. So you can tell that what they were doing was telling the truth. I thought it was all rather odd when I read it then, because there wasn't a lot going on that you could see. You knew that there was the odd politician who really wasn't, in integrity, but there certainly wasn't all the exposés that over the last 20 years we've had incredible exposés of information. So this is really showing you the predictive nature of this book and how true it was. And that's only page 18. And if you think about how much information there is in those 18 pages, where they're telling you exactly what is happening in the heavens, as well as what they're telling you what's actually going on within the governments on this planet. But they're giving you a picture of how this evolutionary jump happens, how we are moving to a place within the galactic space, the cosmic space, where all these new energies will just come in and change everything, and that all the other solar systems apart from our solar system are all involved. And that they have all their own unique energies, which will then start to flow in a much more aligned way. So we've got a lot going on here in these first 18 pages. When you start to, you know, try to explain this out, not just read the words. Let's look at it in more detail. And it's very concise. I know a lot of channeled material, it can be quite wishy-washy and impart so much of the love and light that you don't actually get any of the facts. And the two books that I was given to channel in the early 90s were both of this nature. They were very, very down-to-earth, but cosmic as well. They were very in-your-face, very precise. Is what I'm going to say there. They weren't, you know, it wasn't love and light every other word. It was very much to do with facts. And facts in a way that, you know, 20 years ago we wouldn't necessarily have understood as well as we understand now. So I think it's very apt that somehow I've managed to get the book published now, and it is now available in a much bigger way. Because people can have it beside them and read it whenever they want, rather than having to go online, because it's now in paperback form. And as I said earlier in the show, this is available. It's very reasonable to buy, both in this country, Europe, across Europe, and in the United States. And the advert for it is on our network at www.universallyaware.ning.com. It's down the right-hand side, and you'll see the links to Amazon. It's available on Amazon.com. Just put in a Google search if you want, and it's Book of Secrets, Linda Jocelyn will bring it up. And it's on Amazon.co.uk as well for the European listeners. After the waves of energy release, there will be much to accomplish. Each person will be called upon to accomplish in their own way the evolution of mankind from the boxed item to the free living individual. That's the game we're in right now, isn't it? We don't want to be the box matrix character. We actually want to be the free living individual. And they're actually putting it in their own words there. Each person called upon to accomplish in their own way the evolution of mankind from the boxed item to the free living individual. For your race to evolve to this extent, it will indeed take a miracle. Miracles are only governed to be miracles because you do not believe in the possibility in the first instance. If we are to use the word miracle, we will be supporting your understanding up to this point. We would suggest that the word miracle should become obsolete for you at stage, as you expect these extraordinary events to come into being. For some of you, the word miracle is already obsolete. You have to know that anything is possible. Knowing is not the end in itself. It will become a requirement that you begin to expect these events to take place. In the act of expectation, you are calling into action the very act. After some time, you will be expecting those things of which you never dreamed. Do we make ourselves clear? There are things and states of being of which you have never dreamed possible. We have many stages of the plan to take you through before we will all be able to converse and traverse the dimensional planes together. As time becomes obsolete, there will be no barriers betwixt you and I, for we are one and we will not wish to become separated again. Produce the subject matter of the universal continuum, we were very concerned as to how we would attempt this subject. It has become easier as time has gone on. It was in the beginning as if we were to contact a human being who has only lived in Plato's cave and never even seen the light. Now we are at the juncture that allows us to see you with light and allow the cave to become a dot on the horizon of the past. Please do not choose to close down your understanding, for we are not able to contact you when you are closed to us. We will be giving you much information that will stretch and strengthen your minds and your hearts. Please do not attempt to logically discuss or make discourse on the subject. If you were experts within this area, then you would be present with us now. We do not chastise you for your enthusiasm, but we would be wrong not to state the obvious, that you will not be able to discuss ably any of the information that is given here. Please, we ask, do not give your own opinions within the nature of this matter. Each word and each syllable of this discourse has been chosen for its weight in vibrational energy. Each word will last for you as the sun lasts when it shines within your solar system. At first you feel directly the heat of the sun on your skin, and then you feel the energy permeating your whole being. It is the healing energy of the sun that will ultimately heal and vibrate your energy system. It is the same with these words. We do not wish you to repeat, but only pass on our discourse for others to be healed and vibrated. Last little paragraph here. It has been a long journey from one plane to another. During this journey, we have been together with our soul families. At this point in your time, we are about to gather together for that final celebration. It is a celebration of one and one. At your normal gatherings, you will all be standing alone. It is during these gatherings that an attempt is made to prevent one feeling alone. During our celebration together, we will know that we are not alone, for it will be the moment when we gather as one. I'm actually going to leave it there. That's page 20. So we've gone through a small section again. And it's powerful words, isn't it? And can you feel that pull to connect with the soul family that some we haven't been together with for a while because we've down here on our missions on planet Earth? And I agree with them here. Do not attempt to logically discuss it without, you know, this is why I'm reading it straight from the words I was given. I mean, when I channeled this manuscript, which was the second manuscript in the early 90s, I didn't change a word of it and have not changed it since it's been published either, or before it was published. It has to be said as they say it, because we still may not totally comprehend what they're saying. And I know that we have to stay with the words they give. And the more I read the words, I love reading this out loud online for you, because it gives me a deeper understanding of it. I might have channeled it, but every time I read it, I maybe get more of it. And it's, you know, giving us the overall plan. It's not giving us just what's going to happen to this planet. It's giving us the overall plan to the bigger galactic space, the universal space, you know. Go as big as you like. They're actually including it all here. And it's all part of the plan. It's part of where we should be, what should be happening. Nothing has gone wrong. You know, I think maybe we all took a long time to wake up. That's maybe the only thing that was delayed, in that we could have all woken up sooner. And, you know, it would be good if we had more of people awake right now too. But nothing has gone wrong with the plan. This is a divine plan that's been in operation for a long, long time and is coming to fruition now. This is a stage of it that comes to fruition, whether we as humanity agree with it or not, because we are just down here as that spark in the body of a human. So it has nothing to do with whether we want this to happen or not. Our souls are down here committed to play a part in this and to wake up before the actual stronger rays of this energy come in. Because the more awake you are, before those rays come in, the better state you're going to be able to achieve at that time. I'm just going to reiterate, which I said in the talking in the beginning, I'm getting a bit hoarse here. So I'm just going to have a little drink. And I just want to reiterate the changes, not to this show in particular, but that we're going to have an extra show. And that will be on a Thursday. I actually gave the wrong time for that. I was thinking that was going to be the same time as this one. It actually isn't. It's going to be later. And that could be good for a lot of people who are working jobs and coming home in the evening. So on Thursdays, it's going to be from 8 until 10. And this is going to be new. So it will be, we've got the 11th today, 12th, 13th. The first one will be the 20th. I believe I've got the date there for Thursday the 20th. It will be at 8 o'clock, and I'm going to put the advertising information out there when I've got all of that done and agreed with the person who's partnering me on the show, and then we'll have that out on Facebook. And it will also be on the Universally Aware Network. So if you've got any personal problems, you've got any personal issues, you've got questions which you're dying to ask us, live online, and it doesn't matter how personal it is. In fact, the more personal, the better, really, because as I said to you in the beginning of the show, many, many people learn when somebody comes forward with a question that they've been dying to ask, or a personal issue that they've got with their own journey, and somebody comes on and dares to ask it. And lots and lots of people learn from the answer. It can, as I said before, if you weren't on at the beginning of the show, this can all be done anonymously. When I open your line up, I'm going to ask people if they want to give a name or they want to give a pseudonym, that's fine. And we will just go on first names anyway. But if you don't want to give your proper first name, you can give one that you feel happy with. And just so that we can share this information, we can get more and more personal experiences going, because the power to be had from people exchanging their personal experiences is immense, and especially at this time, because I think a lot of people are cut off and just working on their own at home, and maybe living with a pretty normal family, and they're the only one awake, so they don't get to ask questions, they don't get to share. And I think more and more people are operating like that now, where there's not so much group activity going on. A lot of the groups that were set up for working together were pretty pseudo, actually. And I think what's happening is many, many people walked away from different groups that were going on. And a lot of egos were getting involved in spiritual groups and alternative groups. So a lot of people walked away to do their own work at home on their own. So this is a, you know, when we come together on air, it's a very powerful form of healing and putting more knowledge out there. I'm going to play us out now. We're a little bit early dropping off, but I've got a bit of a dry throat now from talking for a long time on here. And I'll see you next Tuesday. And thank you for listening. And then we will be on again on the Thursday of that week as well. And bye for now. I'm going to play us out with more Miss Magical Magia, her music, which comes to you free. If you go on her Facebook page, you'll be able to see what her website is, and you can download any of these songs. We're going to be played out with No Fear. Namaste.
Don't give me conspiracy theory, they've got to go. I don't believe what I hear, I only believe what I see. Don't give me your doom and gloom series, it's not for me. I have no fear, I have no fear no more. I don't bury my head in the sand, I make castles of creation, elevation, my creation. I have no fear, no fear, no fear. I don't have no fear no more.
Conspiracy theories, they're not for me. We have no fear.